fat.
But despite appearances, a split between the family remains.
Well, you know what? This is a good show. Too bad Mikey and Polly didn't come, yeah?
It's unfortunate that that's that way, but that's not my choice.
Junior continues planning a future without his dad or OCC in the picture.
They're focusing on Paul Sr. to do all the appearance stuff, everything. I really need someone to manage my career.
Well, you know, you need a Jerry Maguire.
You do.
You need someone looking after you.
And even with all the family drama, Senior follows through on a personal project near and dear to his heart.
You know, one of the things that I've been wanting to do for a while is maybe get like a kid, you know, might be in a little bit of trouble or whatever, and just maybe give him an opportunity to make something out of himself, you know? There's a certain emotional thing involved because of where I came from. Hey, what are you doing?
What's going on?
I'm going to be going away for a few days because I got to do a book signing tour. And I was wondering if we're doing this bike for Mountain Creek. We got this Mountain Creek bike that we're going to be doing pretty soon. And lately, you know, I've been pretty busy with my new book. I don't know what you're doing, but if you can come in, maybe kind of look over the project until I get back. You know, just get a little bit involved.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But like... What kind of a part-time thing or something? You know, I just had a call come in from my father. He's called me up to see if I want to work on a job with a company, basically calling me in as a consultant. You know, I don't mind doing that at all. I think that could actually be kind of fun.
So then it's cool then, right? Yeah, you know, he hasn't been working for OCC, and, you know, he had mentioned once or twice that, you know, he'd still like to come in and do some builds here and there. So it'd probably be a good idea to ease him in and, you know, get him involved in the build.
All right, well, you know what? I will, I'll come down there. I'll see you down there.
All right, talk to you later.
So go up there and do a little R&D and see what kind of bike they're really looking for.
We're down here in Mountain Creek in Vernon, New Jersey. I was here probably about 15 years ago, and that was when I was in a steel business. And we did a lot of decorative stairs with nice wood treads on them. You know, I remember distinctly because this was, back then, was a really nice job for us.
Let's go. Here you go.
You get to know.
Yeah.
Front flip.
Whoa. Front flip.
Very really good up there.
All right. Very good.
Whoa. I have been to Mountain Creek many times. We've actually done some work up here years ago, and way before that, I was coming up here skiing and going on different water rides.
Come on, Storm. Come on, buddy. Yeah. Hey. One of our own.
Everybody from the shop kind of came out, and they're either learning how to snowboard or they're just kind of going about their snowboarding routine if they already know how.
Come on, Eric.
Come on, Eric. Don't wipe out again.
Yeah, I'm good.
And we're checking out the jib shop over here. They make railings for snowboarders and skiers.
This is the jib lab. So jibs is anything you'd hit that we purposely put in the snow. Looks like a handrail, looks like a lot of stuff you'd see. And we recognized years ago as the industry was changing, terrain parks was gonna be our point of expertise. And so we developed the jib lab to design, fabricate our own features instead of going out and buying them.
How you doing, bud?
Good.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe?
This is Joe. Mark.
Mark.
Joe, how are
Chris over here.
Hey, what's up, Joe? What are all you guys making?
Basically a replication of a regular picnic table. That's just the top piece right now.
Well, that's what you're looking at here?
Yep, that's the coping
going
around.
Looks like angle.
We design and fabricate any sort of man-made feature that you'll see in our terrain parks. And here at the Jib Lab, we do all our fabricating in-house. Just basically creativity that we have here is our limit. And it's kind of limitless right now.
But what's cool is you also can be creative about it. We do replications of real life things, but then you can just take it to the next level and say, I've never seen this before, let's build it, you know.
The Jib Lab's cool, it's pretty basic, but that's all you need for what they're doing. And I guess they're making a name for themselves, you know, making this kind of equipment. So some of these come off of a jump or something like that to get up onto them, or I don't snowboard.
Yeah.
So they're snowboarders, and I think that really weighs in when they're actually snowboarders and they're making the equipment. And they just stay, they go right on the top of the metal with
That's where it starts.
Having the OCC guys come by is definitely going to be helpful to the design elements of the bike. I think they have a new understanding for what terrain parks and what jib building is like.
They hump on it here and it goes
right,
down.
Right. That's crazy, man.
So,
those,
you know,
guys to do that. Crazy,
fall.
Crazy. Man.
Well, they're gonna be teaching you to do that then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be you in about
I'm
half
down time. With that. Yeah. I'll just wear a steel jock or something. Next is the fun part. We're going to do a little skiing, or somebody else's. Not me. Snowboarding, not me. It'll be interesting to watch people fall on their ass.
Coming in hot. Whoa!
But I will not be one of them.
Hey, there we are, Rick.
Hey, all right, buddy.
Not really in the mood to cripple myself or anything like that, but, you know, if there's like a 1 degree incline somewhere, I may stand up on the board.
I'll tell you what to do. Ready? Go that way. Really, really fast. Anything
so
gets in your way.
My foot should always be in
turn. I kind of know how to snowboard, but I spend more time on the hill on my face than on the edge of the board.
What am I doing here?
I don't know. So I'm pretty much here to give Paul emotional support as well as what little knowledge I know of how to snowboard.
Just go.
Yeah, just go. What the hell? You're going to fall anyhow.
Your pants are going to hit your knees.
All right, now look there and go there. There you go. He's going to dig in the front edge. Man.
That was it. You know, this is a little bit of a different R&D. There's always participation, but not quite this in depth.
It's okay.
I don't want to say it was easy, because it certainly wasn't, but you can see how you could get the hang of it.
You suck!
You know, I think the whole shop came out today, which is nice. Not too cold of a day, just perfect, and seemed like everyone's having a good time, including Jason Poole.
Man, everybody's giving it a whirl.
Whoa, are you okay? Holy Carrie's dead.
As far as the bike goes, a lot of inspiration here. You know, we came here and we got a lot of good information. So go back and get working on the bike.
We'll go down with Jason. No?
What are you, crazy?
Crazy?
I'm still on the kiddie hill. Mountain Creek it is. Hey, Jay.
I'm just getting out of here.
Where are you going, man?
Yeah.
I can't run that computer, dude.
It's quitting time.
Is it? 5 o'clock already?
Yeah.
We got to work on this Mountain Creek something or other.
Right. So today, me and Paulie started the Mountain Creek bike.
Did you talk to anyone over there?
Yes. I kind of pitched the idea of doing like a snow camouflage just because I thought it'd be cool. Because then you could put it in the snow and
no one would ever see it.
Never find it.
Let's figure out, why don't we get a camo paint job, at least for starters on the bike. And you just pick a color, gray or black or gray or dark gray. Yeah, that's cool.
It's kind of like a video game.
And what, that's the Jib Lab logo, the cross hammer and hammer chisel hammer?
Yeah, this is the Jib Lab. The Mountain Creek bikes, it's pretty cool. It's got a snow camouflage paint job, some snowboards built into the wheels, the Jib Lab logo on the air cleaner. Oh, the other thing is they want a snowboard to bolt on this, like somewhere.
Attach? Snowboard rack is definitely something we haven't done before. And I think we'll have to wait until we get started on the bike to figure out a way to incorporate it into the design. You know, so it looks good and it's functional. Now that looks good to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Print it up.
I think it's good. I'd print it up. And then
print it up.
Get him to sign off on it, and then we'll rock and roll from there. Let me know
sign
how you make out.
On
looks
it.
Good.
Sign off!
Minutes past the hour here on the Ibis Morning Program. Please welcome now to the Ibis Morning Program, Paul Tuttle Sr., who is the owner and operator of Orange County Choppers. And he's got a new book called The Ride of a Lifetime. God, can I read?
Yeah, I'm on Ibis in the Morning, and basically I'm here to promote my book. I'm a little bit nervous, but not too much.
Anyway, good morning, Mr. Tuttle. How are
good morning,
you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Before we get going here, I just want to clarify a few things.
Yes, sir.
The other day, when I was on my favorite show, Howard Stern,
right,
there was some there was some rumors going around that you were talking some trash about me, something about being fat and not.
I never
no, you did say it. I heard it.
Fat.
And that's exactly what you said. Do I look fat to you?
Did I say fat? I said I never saw
you. No, you said fat, and you also said that there is no way that I'd get to you to be able to choke you. Would you stop me?
Yes, I would.
You would?
I would, or die trying.
On a serious note, Paul Tuttle Sr. has written a book. It's a business book, really. It's a remarkable story of how he started building motorcycles in his apartment.
It has not slowed down one bit. I mean, I'm around the world. You know, I was just in Alaska. Next day, I go to Helsinki.
Did you have this business model in your head? Because you have some specific ideas about how to run a business.
Most of my life, I think I got successful from challenges, you know, that challenge me, you know what I mean?
Sometimes no plan is the best plan.
Listen,
see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about getting up in the morning and it's putting your nose to the grindstone and going to work. That's what people need to do today. They don't need to piss and moan about the economy and this. And get up and go to work. Do whatever you can do. You know what I mean? It's like I did whatever I had to do. You know, it's all a matter of passion. It's a matter of drive. All those combinations that make you successful.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome anytime. The book is called The Ride of a Lifetime. You can buy it at Amazon this morning. It's 11 till the hour.
You know, these book promotions, I think, is some of these are like an experience of a lifetime, you know? And, you know, I just think that if you have an opportunity to do something like this, that take advantage of it, you know?
You're a good sport.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. And, it's kind of too bad that Paul or Mikey doesn't get involved in this because, you know, they are the guys that should be here actually supporting me, you know? So it's unfortunate that that's that way, but that's not my choice.
Fellerts?
Not a lot. What are you doing?
I'm doing a little inspection on this here bike, see what's going on.
Yeah, inspection.
Oh, you know, I haven't been around. These guys started the Mountain Creek bike ever since my snowboarding lessons. Definitely have some motivation towards this bike. Want to make it, a decent bike. Fairly simple mock-up, but, I came in today to see where they were at on it. And really just getting a feel for, where this snowboard's going to go.
Let's just call it 5'6".
Come on. Hello.
That's what you're looking at for a snowboard.
The problem is a full-size snowboard's like 5 foot. It's like putting a big surfboard on there. It's not going to work.
Okay, so I mean, even if it's 5'6" and it's coming back like that.
That's a hell of a wind to turn.
Crazy.
And you still have to have turning, you know? So you can't have this too much lower. What I'm saying, I think you got to scale it down. I think you got to do a kid-sized board because you're not mounting on a car, you're mounting on a bike. So I realized that may be a problem right away.
That's 4'11".
Yeah, I mean, I say we do 100 millimeters. So we're going to probably have to get a kid-sized board on there to make it proportionally work at all. Could we essentially mount this thing like this and actually hold it from the bottom?
If you get that far out, how are you looking when you lean turns?
We're still trying to figure out how to attach a snowboard rack to this bike. The sheer size of it is like, it's possible to mount it this way. But then when you take it off, you got like this crazy looking.
You get a rack on there.
Which might not be bad if you made the rack look cool. The biggest problem is the size of the board itself. Mountain Creek wanted a full-size adult board to fit in the rack.
What I was thinking was rather than go minimalist and try and, hide it here and whatever, if we go off the bolt on this side of the swing arm and something off the bolt on this side of the swing arm and maybe make something that swings up and around and then get a nice rigid mount, this one would come up here. This one will come up here.
But how are we going to attach the board?
I'll make a plate that'll link those two, and then I'll make two scissor clamps just like those things, and I'll rubber face them.
The only place that seemed to make sense was on the side next to the fender. We'll make the rack and clamp it to the board and then make that rack attach somehow.
Right.
I like that.
I'm giving you a rectangular plate, and then you guys just need to get that rectangular plate. We can leave that board here. You just need to get it welded into or fastened into this area.
How's it going to close? Maybe like a flip, like a T flip,
yeah,
like something that tees and flips around. You lock it in, then turn it down with like a wing nut.
Right.
That's what I was saying, like in the welder.
Okay. I'll go make you the plate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out here in Culver City to do the Bonnie Hunt Show to promote my new book.
Hey, you know what? You know what? What is this room called?
The green room.
Why?
Because it's green.
Finally.
Finally, yeah.
Finally a green room. So we're here at the Bonnie Hunt Show with Just Paul Sr. Well, you know what? This is a good show. Too bad Mikey and Paulie didn't come, you know?
You mean again?
Usually when I travel to Tuttle's, it's Mikey, Paulie, and Paul Sr. But lately it's just been Sr. He's stepping up and taking care of all the media.
Show must go on, I guess, right?
Must move forward.
And I'm it.
Yeah, you're it.
Hey.
Paul.
What's up, Tim?
How are we doing?
Good. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. Very good.
Nice to see you.
You know, I had a gentleman come to the house today. His name is Tim Cook. And what he does is he manages talent.
Hey, I jotted down some thoughts from our initial conversations, and I wanted to talk with you about that.
The more I figured out what it is I want to do, the more I realized I really need someone to manage my career as opposed to just get me work. You know, basically what happened is my situation with OCC has changed.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't seem to me at this time that OCC wants to do a lot with me. They're not offering me out there. But currently, the way OCC is positioning themselves is they are focusing on Paul Sr. to do all the appearance stuff, everything. It used to be the three of us, me, my father, and Mikey. But I guess they have a different idea now and obviously don't want me representing OCC anymore, which leaves myself in a position where I have to go figure out my future. Basically, this is all for me. This is myself as an individual with my career for the future.
Yeah.
Not my father, not my brother. The idea is we have to figure out a way to get the information to people that, hey, they can come directly to me, and I would like to work on some different products.
Well, you know, you need a Jerry Maguire.
You do.
You need someone looking after you.
It's true.
And you need somebody who's less clients, more personal attention. Well, Paul, for me, is actually a bit of a new challenge. For Paul, I see endorsements. I see him designing new product lines for companies and updating existing product lines. So I think there's some very exciting opportunities here.
Me too. I just need someone who gets my vision and kind of has you know, so forward thinking and the initiative and, you know, all the kind of stuff a manager would do. Yeah. You know, what I liked about him is he gets me. That's important. And he has an interest in building a brand, which is what I want to do.
I think that our partnership could allow people to have direct access to you to do a lot of these things.
I'm not just looking for the hit and miss stuff. I want someone who's focused and working for me at all times. I'm looking to get into some different things because it's not that it's not interesting and still good, but I'm looking for something new.
Yeah.
I want to be challenged in a different area. You know, motorcycles has been a great medium. I do enjoy them. I enjoy designing motorcycles, but you know, design is design.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be bikes. It just, you know, it just happened to be for me motorcycles.
You know, one of the things that I've been wanting to do for a while is to go out to an outreach program. Maybe get like a kid, you know, might be in a little bit of trouble, whatever, and give them an opportunity to possibly learn a trade, give them a little start in life, you know? Basically, what I'm going to do is meet with a pastor today, and he deals with, you know, kids that have, you know, troubles in their life. What I'd like to do is I'd like to bring them to my shop.
Okay.
And just maybe give them an opportunity to make something out of himself, you know? And, you know, we have a good facility there. We have a lot of good people.
Right.
A lot of people be powers of example. And there's a, you know, there's just a lot to learn.
He really wants to turn around and be a mentor towards somebody. And I think this is a great opportunity for some of the kids that I know that that I've been speaking to and helping out. And to have an opportunity like this that Paul's offering them, I really hope they take advantage of it to basically turn their life around.
You know, I come from a background, drugs, alcohol, you name it, you know, I've done it all. And, you know, basically when I started off in life, you know, I had no role model, no money, no nothing, you know.
Right.
And for some reason or other, you know, I think that God intervened there, and I wound up going the other way. The real reason why I want to do this is to really give somebody an opportunity that feels like he doesn't have any choices in life. I don't tolerate a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? And that's just the way it is. So, you know, if the guy's not going to be cooperative and, you know, I can see that he's not into it, then he's moving out, you know, somebody else is moving in.
He's got some street in him, and he'll know right from the very get-go if they're playing around, if they're for real. And so I'm glad he has those smarts about him to look through things.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
As far as coming here today and starting this,
There's a certain emotional thing involved because of where I came from. You know, the opportunity is great, and that's what it's all about.
Today I was bringing Joe, who we call JoJo, to come and meet with Paul Sr. You know, just be yourself. You know, let him know how you're really doing, and, you know, honesty is the best policy, you know?
That's true. That is true.
How you doing,
Paul? What's up, guys?
Good to see you again.
How you doing?
Good. This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. What's up, buddy?
I need help with my alcohol addiction. Hopefully, you know, Paul Sr. can help me out with this. Pastor Nick can help me out with this.
Do you, you got any idea of what I expect here or what entailed here or whatever?
I got a general idea, like to be clean, you know, get help and basically be honest. And
how long you been clean?
Me? I've been clean for about 3 days now. I haven't had a drink, really.
3 days? You ain't doing too good, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
What's
hard?
It's kind of hard to tell how people are right away. I wasn't too happy about that he doesn't really have too much time together as far as being sober. Did anybody ever talk to you about going into a 12-step program or anything like that?
Yeah, before. But then I just, I kind of like brushed it off, but now I'm trying to get help right now.
How long have you been drinking?
Ooh, since I was like 14. I'm 21 now. Well, it all started when I was younger, you know, back in early 90s. You know, I used to hang around with my dad all the time. I loved my dad. He used to always talk to me like I was his pal. You know, like I was his pal. I was his only son. And the whole reason why he started drinking was him and my mother were going through problems. And basically, my mother wanted to take us away from him. Even though my father, he was like the best father in the world. He just kept saying over and over, like, a life without my kids, it's not a life at all. He just kept drinking and drinking. Like, he just couldn't stop. Like, he didn't want to stop. About 5 days after Christmas in 96, I get a call. It was my grandma. And she was like, my father died this morning. He drunk himself too much. And he died. His liver and kidneys collapsed.
Well, you know, I'm sorry to hear that, but that's what's in store if you keep doing, you know what I mean?
That's what I said.
That's where, you know, inevitably you kind of wind up if you keep doing what you're doing.
I don't look at this as Senior giving somebody a way out. I think it's something that he's grateful for, how he got through in his life and giving this person the opportunity to come through and do something for himself as well.
I'm not going to give you all my history because it would take too long, but not too much that I haven't done. I don't have no body to guide me along when I was growing up. I had a father and mother, but I was not, if you know what I mean.
As soon as we started talking, you know, it's just like, wow, like, he's a good guy, you know, he had problems just like me.
So I kind of had to make a choice at that time whether to live or die, to be honest with you, because mm-hmm. I knew I was dying. I was supposed to go into a rehabilitation center, mm-hmm. and I didn't do it. The thing that I did do, though, is I went to something that I never thought I was going to do, but I went to an AA meeting. The thing with AA is that one thing that works and they require is 90 meetings in 90 days, and that means no missing. You don't miss a meeting because 90 days is 90 days.
One of the things that I'm required from him is to get in a 12-step program. If he doesn't do that, then he's out of here, you know?
I'm going to require that you do get a sponsor. I don't know if you know what a sponsor is.
Yeah, somebody
that you're going to answer to and that I'm going to talk to. So you're not bull****, you understand?
Yes, sir.
He definitely wants him to get involved in AA, and it wasn't a suggestion. It was mandatory.
The rest is up to you. I'll give you the opportunity, but it's all on you. It's all on you. So I guess that's it for now. And I'll be, I guess, in contact with you in the next day or so.
Okay.
I think he wants to help me because, you know, he sees something in me.
It's a nice car, man.
Yeah, that's a nice car. That's a rare car. It's a Ford. That's a 426 Hemi. It's a Super B, yeah.
This is what I got here from Jason. Jim's not here yet. This is what he cut out. I think he was looking at it to go this way so you can read it from that side because the board's going to be mounted on this side. So I would imagine it's going to go something like this.
What's it mounting to?
Well, we're going to make something off of here.
That's one bolt.
And then off the other side, remember? Saying right. About coming across.
Back on Mountain Creek today, me, Rick, and Jim are still trying to work out the particulars of how to get this big 5-foot board mounted on the back of the bike.
I think we could do that probably pretty cool. If we do like 1-inch tubing, we could do a nice roll to it.
I mean, the necessity to do that evades me because if this is tight...
That's a big word.
If this is tight, and you're going to mount to this fender anyways, you could just do a mount here and a mount coming off here. You don't need to go all the way to the other side. It's just pointless.
It's not so much that we have to get it mounted. It's the fact that when you remove the mount and the board, you want it to look like there was nothing ever there. If you did do a boss and a boss, bam, bam, tied them together, get this where you want it, right?
Mm-hmm.
However that's going to be up here, come off this boss to something up here, come off this to something down here. This is the way we're doing it. We're going to bolt bosses to the frame itself. And the tricky part is it's a soft tail, so the rear section moves. So we can't mount anything to the rear section of the bike. So it's kind of tricky, but I think we're getting it figured out. For the clamping system, we're going to use square tubing that's cut in half. Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut this in half.
Then a length of rubber hose cut in half and wedged inside the split tubing. We'll hinge it on one side and use a threaded wing nut on the other. We're going to have JQ cut us out a new plate. This time, they're going to cut it out of aluminum to cut down on the weight.
It's going to be fine, man.
We'll have to hold it away. Mm-hmm. And what we'll do tomorrow is we'll tack it in position off the swing arm and the fender. However we think we want it, like hold it there, mm-hmm. Put dummy stuff, and take the board off it and then tie the two.
Right. No, I think that'll work out just fine.
Okay, that's good. Let's go home.
Hey.
Hey, brethren.
You made it.
I did, man.
Wow.
What I'd like to try and do here, Rick, is get this board buttoned up on here the way it's going to go.
Yep.
Hold it up there, get the right position.
Yep.
And then I'd like to dummy tack a few pieces to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to get Mountain Creek done today. We got the hinged clamps bolted onto the Jib Lab plate so the board is secure. Now we're just going to have to figure out how to attach the plate to the frame of the bike.
And like, I mean, how can we get this to stay where we need it for now? We got to tack it. Good. Wow, that just turned.
I think that's pretty good. You know, it's been great working back at the shop the last few days, and it doesn't hurt that my father's been away. Hopefully this could be the beginning of a workable relationship between me and OCC.
Let's take the board off, and we could see it, what it's going to look like both with the board and without. We could see through it more. Hinges are nice because they stop there. You can do a slightly rolled piece here and a slightly rolled piece in there.
Good?
Yep, right there.
Ricky tricky, huh, Ricky?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Good?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's going to be a good system, truthfully. You know, we finally got the snowboard mount on the bike done, and we used all 1-inch pipe and some big bosses.
That's going to look cool right there.
Yeah, like use that piece.
And we basically just tried to keep the whole mounting system to one side of the bike. We were also able to beef it up enough where I think the mounting system's actually going to work.
Yeah, just the way we made the mounts up and everything like that, the board is just, you know, totally out of the way of the rider. It won't interfere with his legs or anything like that.
You look like you're going snowboarding now, I'll tell you that much.
You can turn the bike, and you're not going to hit in a corner or anything like that. So we made sure it was safe.
All right. You know, I think the theme's going to fit right in with Mountain Creek, especially with the snowboard on there and the overall paint scheme. It's going to look pretty slick. We were really happy with the way the snowboard mount turned out. Also, you'll be able to mount skis to the same mounting system. So I'm excited for these guys to see it when it comes back.
What's up there, Skinnerd?
Hey, bud.
Somebody sick, dude?
Oh, my back.
Oh.
Holy. I was in bed all day yesterday.
Well, I got a bad back, and I think that day a snowboard did something to kind of throw me off.
I think I should have took a lesson instead of going straight to the top and going down the hill and busting my ass a whole bunch of times.
Tell us Monday, man. I swear it'd be a good day to go fishing.
Mountain Creek Bike is going very well. We threw the frame up there the other day. Kind of got the motor in there and then just came to a halt today. We started cranking along, got the primary on.
Think we can fire this pig up, rolling off the lift today?
Buttoned up a few things.
If we get all our parts, we could.
It's like trying to get blood out of a turnip.
Yeah, Lee's been having a rough time the past couple days. I just really don't know where his head's at. Hopefully he's going to snap out of it soon. Lee, Bob, this rectifier's on upside down.
What?
It's on upside
Lee
down.
Lee, Bob, is this your first day, man?
I really don't know what's going on with me. I can't seem to do anything right today. I think I better throw in the towel before somebody does it for me. You ever have days you're just not in it?
Yep.
Because I'm feeling really guilty today.
Why?
I want to be selfish and be at home today, laying out on the deck. And...
Is that where you want to be doing right now?
Yes, it is.
Unfortunately, we kind of hit a wall. We're still waiting on parts. The paint's still got to be buffed out. So, at least we got something done on it.
Son of a bitch. Let me get up here.
Well, no. Don't do it.
Oh, thank you.
What do we need to do here? What do we got going on?
Freaking Lee Bobber. Where is that Bob today?
Ricky? He's ill.
He's ill?
He hurt his back.
Oh.
You know, we should have no problem wrapping up Mountain Creek today. I think we have most of the parts in, finally. It looks like Lee's taking a sick day, but no worries, because Mikey's going to step up and help out.
Easy now, though. You don't know. You can't force it like that. Let it find its way. Slowly. Let it down. There you go. There you go.
Rob did a great job on the snowboard wheel inserts. They actually look like real snowboards. You know, the Snow Camel looks great. The Jib Lab logo looks great. It's really a good-looking bike. That really looks cool with the fender, man. The snowboards look really good with the fender. The rack looks great. I mean, I don't think it's ever been done on a bike before.
Got that sucker rack on, all right, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yep.
Unfortunately, it looks like we won't have the actual board until tomorrow. So we can't finish her up and test her out until then.
So we have the front fender, the tank, rear fender, oil tank, exhaust is half done.
Yep, now we're good.
Get that snowboard and fire it up, take her down the road.
Yep.
What if I get to ride one of these bikes one day? I haven't ridden a bike in 6-8 months.
Michael.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Come on out here. Seeing as I'm trying to develop myself as an artist, I thought I would go to Jason Poole, who I share an office with, and maybe get some pointers as to the basics on artistry. I was wondering if maybe you could give me a lesson in some of your techniques. You can even speak down to me if you'd like.
Well, I am just honored that you asked me to do this, Mike.
Really?
I made that up.
Jason did 4 years of college. He worked really hard at becoming an artist. He's one of the best designers I've ever seen. And I just hope that in the future, I can just tap into his artistic abilities.
I want you to draw something.
Like?
Essentially, Jason had me draw an outline of a dinosaur.
Now try to draw it where it's a bunch of circles.
And then he broke it down for me exactly how shapes come in play with any kind of form that you might draw.
But those don't look like shapes.
They're a bunch of shapes.
Okay, point out the shapes. That's a circle.
Yeah, that's good.
Oval.
That's a box.
What's that?
Another box. That's a hula hoop.
It's not a shape. Hold up, I'm lightheaded.
Right off the bat, I didn't really get it because I know that not every shape is a circle, an oval, a triangle, a rectangle, or a square. But a lot of shapes are slight derivations of those shapes. And once you put it together, it actually makes a lot of sense. Jay, thanks, dude. I really appreciate it. I know you were busy.
I know. I'm glad that you came to me, you know? The world is your canvas, Michael.
It's my canvas.
Hey, Dublin. Give me a hand, will you? To tell you the truth, I'm a little nervous about the snowboard. It's really big.
Right? Does that look high enough there? It's a little shaky.
Rob did a great job on the skull design on the board, and I'd hate to lose it going down the road.
Okay, and I think we should be able to crack-a-lack-a crank-a-lanka.
I guess there's only one way to find out how it works. Take it for a ride. I took the Mountain Creek bike out for a little test ride today. The bike was great, beautiful bike. Handled really nice, rode nice. Our little contraption for holding the snowboard worked very well. We made it a very easy system so you could take the board on and off. Now I'm just waiting for these guys to bring in some snow, and I guess they're going to make a snow ramp out in front of the shop. They'll get all the snow packed in there, and it should be a perfect backdrop for an unveil.
You got like, here it comes.
You know, the Mountain Creek people decided it would be cool to save some snow. So I guess what did is they just stockpiled it, put some hay over it, and it stayed. So today they're just trucking it in. And it's like 60 degrees out, and there's a big pile of snow out there. You got it, man.
Storm just kind of appeared out of nowhere and started throwing snowballs at everybody. And then it became just sort of an all-out melee of fun.
Oh, man. That's a perfect shot. It started to get a little out of hand.
Holy,
look at it all, man.
Dude, that's a huge pile. Crazy. It's crazy. 60 degrees and...
Die, Stamper! Die, Stamper! Die! Die! You know, in this kind of weather, you can't beat throwing snowballs.
We did something OCC style with a little bit of a what-if imagination. What if 80 degrees, you want to bring snow on the hill? So we got 200 cubic yards of snow trucked in here, laid out. We've never done this before. Oh, can't wait. Last night, I was trying to get Storm to show me the bike. He wouldn't let me. I can't wait to see it today.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing? Good? Yeah, you guys excited about being here or what? Yeah! We got a beautiful day, and I hope you like this bike.
Yeah, I think that the bike sounds great. Rode good. It even ride good in the dirt.
You know, we got the snowboard inserts on the front wheel. We made a custom mount for the snowboard, which is, it's got to be the first of its kind because I haven't seen a lot of snowboards mounted to choppers. So, but it was a great project, and we had a lot of fun with these guys. We even took a little time, and I learned to kind of snowboard. I wouldn't really call it snowboarding, but at least I only fell a few times.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It was awesome. I was so excited to see it. It lived up to every expectation I had. The detail, we'll be looking at it for the next 6 months and still notice new things to it. I can't believe how far they went with it. It's amazing.
We got to thank you guys one more time. This is so much fun. I'm looking at it from this side. You guys are going to love it when you check it out. The custom stuff on here is crazy. The JibLab logos, you know, over here on the cover and on the, check out the back spokes when you come look at it. This is just, it's everything we talked about. It's beyond what we imagined.
Oh, you know, it's another great project, a great organization to work with, Mountain Creek and JibLab. And it was just a fun project, and it's great that we have snow when it's 80 degrees.
Right now, I'm just waiting for Nick and JoJo to come up. This is basically our second meeting. We met once before, told him that he needed to do a few things, follow up and see if he was kind of going along with the program that I prescribed, and just basically go over what's going on.
Hey, how you
What's
doing?
What's up, boss? How you doing, right?
Good to see you. Well, today I was supposed to come up here with Joe to meet Paul Sr. and let him know, you know, what's going on. And apparently Joe has gone MIA.
I thought Joe was supposed to come with you.
He was. I tried to get in touch with him several times. And
he's MIA?
Currently, right now, he's MIA. Thank you.
I got the same problems with my son. They're usually MIA, too, you know?
Yeah, I know. Tried to connect him with the sponsor, and he just wouldn't make the connection to the sponsor. One thing that the sponsor had told me was they had no problem sponsoring him, helping him out, but that he has to make the first move to show that he wants the help. And he did attend one AA meeting, like you told him.
How many?
One.
I went to one.
And he didn't even stay there. He didn't stay the whole time.
No, listen, you know what, it's, you know, the thing of it is that if he's not ready, he's not ready, and there's nothing you can do about it, you know. Took me a long time to get ready. But, you know, there's really not too much more to talk about Joe, because evidently he's not interested, and I'm not out there to chase people that don't want to be helped. I guess just got to let it go. I mean, if he's not interested in doing it and missing out on an opportunity, then, you know, someday you might look back on it or whatever, you know what I mean? But I'm sure there's plenty of other people out there that would love to have the opportunity to get involved with us, I think, you know, and I don't know, I guess just try and move on to the next person.
It's difficult to keep them on track. It's just a matter of who's willing to finally surrender all and give their life to a time of change and develop and grow to be the young adult that they should be.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Excellent. Sounds good.